Time now for our weekly feature. I see Flora sitting here next to me. Flora Lichtman, our Science Friday pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi.
What have you got for us this week on our sciencefriday.com video site?
This week we have a little science and art, mostly art, I have to say. We visit with Jason Hackenworth, who is an artist outside of New York, and who's in New York City, and he makes these giant balloon sculptures.
Balloons? He takes lots of balloons and...
Okay, so think of a clown who makes like a poodle.
Right, at a party or something.
Right. Multiply that by, you know, thousands. He uses thousands of balloons, and they're huge. I mean, you know, 20 feet long.
Right.
But they're light as a feather, obviously.
And what's his favorite thing that he makes out of them?
He loves to make creatures. So he has one exhibit that is based on bed bugs called Megamites, and they're wearable sculptures. And the what we watch him make in this video is a flower.
A gorgeous, giant flower out of lots of balloons.
It's beautiful. And so he's running, the reason why he's doing it is that he's running this experiment to see how the flower wilts, basically, over time. Because the air seeps out of the balloons, not just through the knot, as I asked.
Also, well, we all think it seeps out of the knot.
It's not the knot.
It's not the knot.
Mythbusters.
It goes through the plastic, the rubber?
It's the membrane, yeah. And apparently the bigger the balloon, the thicker the latex, and so it actually leaks less quickly. So he designs with that in mind so that some things sort of wilt more quickly and become saggy.
So you went to his studio. Where was it?
It's in this building called the Graffiti Building, or Five Points, in Long Island City, Queens. And it's just covered in graffiti, but it has all these artist studios in it.
Now, does he blow the balloons up with his mouth? I mean, I'd be dizzy after.
So I asked him that, too, and he was like, well, I used to do it, but six puffs, and I would get a little bit dizzy if I were doing 100 balloons. So he got this inflator. So he mostly uses the inflator.
So you take us through your story on ScienceFriday.com. It's called, what, does it have a name?
Bending Balloons into Giant Flowers. You'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it on the left side. Bending Balloons into Giant Flowers. And we watched his whole process of him making this giant flower, which is gorgeous.
Yeah, check it out and let me know what you think of it.
Yeah, and of course, we're always looking, Flora's always looking for your videos. And if you have other videos or other video ideas, or you know people who would be great subjects for videos, right?
Yes, always looking for ideas.
We'd go out and we'll make them... Rock stars.
Science
Friday rock stars, as only Flora can do. Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And if you want to see that video, that is on our website at sciencefriday.com and with a bunch of all other videos that Flora has done. That's about it for this program, which is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Our intern is Molly Ashford. Josh Rogerson is back. He's our technical director and here at the controls in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. While you're over there at ScienceFriday.com looking at those balloons, you can also leave us some email. And we're blogging and podcasting and doing all kinds of great stuff, looking for other ideas from you. And also you can send us regular mail, if you'd rather, the old classic way, to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.